Former All-Star closer Joe Nathan signs a one-day contract to retire as a Twin, and he throws out the first pitch at Target Field. However, the visiting Royals are out to spoil the party.
24 stolen bases. He stays as Cabrera lines one to left center field. Granted to his right. Running. Won't get it over his head. That's going to tie the game. It finds the wall. Can't around third. He'll score as Cabrera ties it up. An RBI double to center. And it's 2-2.
When he was fine.
Moustakas crushes to right. Deep to the porch. And that ball's gone. A home run. A line drive homer to the porch and right on a 2-2 count, and the Royals have a 5-2 lead. Now, Garver went out for a meeting earlier this at-bat between G and Moustakas. G got ahead, a 1-2 changeup, did not chase, and G tried to come inside, and Moustakas was ready and crushed a line drive three-run homer to right. And one swing of the bat, the Royals have a 5-2 lead.
Two balls, two strikes. And hit well into right center field. That ball's hit a long way, and that ball is going to be gone. That's in the flower bed in right center field. So a two-run homer by Moss has extended the Kansas City Royals lead now 7-3.
This game could be tied with the man at first base in his speed. The 2-1 pitcher, ground ball, center field, base hit. One run scores, two run score. Buxton to third base, he'll be stopped. As Maurer makes this a one-run game. Kansas City 7, Twins 6. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom 9. Alexander asking Perez to reset. He does. He is set now to pitch. And the 1-2 got him swinging, and the Royals hang on to win by 1. 7-6, the final score as Rosario strikes out to end it.
Scott Alexander comes on in relief of Kelvin Herrera to pick up the save. 7-6 KC is your final. Melky Cabrera goes 4-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI. And Jason Hamill picks up the victory for KC. He goes 6 1/3 and allows 4 runs. The Twins' 4-game win streak comes to an end, but they maintain their game and a half lead for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
Yeah, the last round and made it interesting, you know, was one little knock away. It's good to see that, you know, for almost for the second day in a row to pull something out like that. A tough game to overcome a lead that they were able to establish. It seemed like Dylan had a little trouble with his curve, and his ball seemed a little flatter tonight, and they were getting some pretty good swings. He had trouble getting it in on the righties, And they just put a couple good swings on him. We gave up 5 runs on 2 swings, you know, Moustakas and Moss. Those guys have both hurt us this year. But we hung in there as far as trying to fight. Just came up a little bit short, so.
What are you seeing from Jorge Polanco right now? Because he was involved in all the offense again tonight.
A real good job in that first at bat, laying off some pitches and again getting a favorable count, 3-1, I think, and he got a mistake up and he inverted it, you know. I mean, he just feels really good, obviously, at the plate from both sides. And, he just continues to roll. He hit that ball really good to left center to get the next run in, too. So he's just having good at bats.
Twins starter Dylan G has a tough night at the office. He goes just 2 2/3 and allows 5 runs on 6 hits with 3 walks.
Delivery just hasn't felt that great lately. And, lack command. So lack command up here, you get hurt.
Is it difficult pitching against a team that you were pitching for last year? Probably knows when you don't have your very best stuff how to attack you?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say, because whether it's a former team or not, I mean, you pitch enough up here, everyone knows how you're going to pitch. I mean, there's enough video to go around. So, that doesn't really go into the equation for me at all. I play with those guys, so I should have a good plan against them as well, and I just didn't execute it.
Team seems to be battling every single night, and even though you guys got down to the final at bat, you guys came right back. It's got to make you feel good the way this team's battling.
Yeah, it says a lot about the guys in here. You know, I put them in a deep hole early on, and the bullpen came in and they did a great job, covering a lot of innings that I left them out there for. You can't say enough about the offense. I mean, they continue to just to battle out there and to almost come back and win this game was pretty special.
The Twins will try to even up their series against the Royals on Saturday when Kyle Gibson makes the start.